day in Pakistan, tomorrow in any of your countries, end quote. Weather in Washington, D.C. right now is 81 degrees and partly cloudy. In New York City, 74 degrees with fair skies. For WPFW in Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Chris Bangert-Drowns. Thanks for listening.
Host of Leonard Lopate at Large, weekdays at 1 p.m. I want to encourage my listeners to become Lopate at Large WBAI buddies. You can become a buddy, a sustaining BAI member, for as little as $10 a month. Please go to give2wbai.org or call 516-620-3602. And thank you.
Well, actually, the number is 212-209-2950, but who's counting? Anyway, the previous program was Leonard Lopate at Large, heard daily at 1 p.m. Stay tuned for an expanded edition of Ecologic. It is 1 minute past 2 p.m., and this is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org online. Stay tuned.
I'm Sally Gellert.
And I'm Donna Stein, and this is Ecologic for September 9th, 2022. When your air or water are clean, thank an environmentalist. If not, become one. Enough said. For 21 years, Paul Slatkis has produced an event in Times Square for the International Day of Peace on September 21st.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
How are you? Oh, good. Well, what are you doing on the 21st?
Okay, so on the 21st is the declared United Nations International Day of Peace event. And we have been involved with it since actually 2002 and even a little bit earlier. So 21 is a good, accurate number. We did start initially in Central Park, and then we moved into Times Square as well about 8 years ago. And we have a major event. We create a human peace sign. At 11 a.m., we start gathering together and singing some songs, a la Pete Seeger sing-along. And then we, at noon, have a moment of silence, a minute of silence, and with the big dream, with the big desire, that at 12:01, that the moment of silence for world peace continues on forever and ever, as well as a declared by 193 countries, a moment where we have a ceasefire worldwide, and that means the streets, the schools, the everywhere, including countries, borders, and especially those countries that raised their hand for an International Day of Peace, 193 of them, some are in war, as well as a create acts of kindness. But what we do there at 12 noon, we have our moment of silence, we ring a big bell from Fopau, bringing it in from Taiwan, and then we have Michael Fitzpatrick will play the cello, and he's usually opening for Dalai Lama. And when we did this pre-COVID, he silenced Times Square. It was unbelievable. And then we have great talent. We have about 20, almost 30 acts of entertainers till 4 o'clock. People that fill up, Kathy Greneva fills up Carnegie Hall, other Giorgio Fumante fills up big stadiums. So it's a packed event. We have this young guy, A.Y. Young. He's a sustainable development representative from the U.N., the only one from America. It's, we have the Guardians of the Forest from, these are all through Heal Our World organization, from the Amazon. It's a serious day, and actually we start right now, and you can join us if this is going on, hopefully. 9/11, we are in Times Square. It might rain, even though we love rain, because water is our big subject.
and
you guys all know that. In any case, but 9/11, we have at noon also. Entertainers, we have Cheyenne Elliott, who's Dionne Warwick's granddaughter, and some people that were part of a nuclear event. I could talk for a while because this is a big deal, and we're on this 24/7 for a good 73 years in my case.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something. We have this is a special show, a special broadcast for International Day of Peace, and a special program for our fundraising attempts for WBAI, and we have special premiums for a special event. The International Day of Peace in Times Square on September 21st has 10 VIP reserved tickets for $100 per seat for you to get up front at the live broadcast concert in Times Square at 11:30 a.m. The International Day of Peace is September 21st, 2022, and is live broadcast. The day starts at 11 a.m. when we all get together to create the largest human peace sign in Times Square. And at 12 noon, there is a moment of silence coordinated in cities around the planet. And then the concert till 3 p.m. Katya Greneva, who fills Carnegie Hall, Giorgia Fumante, who fills major worldwide theaters, Indiegogo Twins, A.I. Al Smith, and many more entertainers who care about world peace will perform. Good News Corporation, a nonprofit, has been supporting and broadcasting the International Day of Peace for 20 years. That's www.pausedtheworldforpeace.org. Pausedtheworldforpeace.org. Call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950 for your special VIP tickets.
Now, Paul, tell us a little bit about Good News Network. You're really all about bringing good news to people, right?
Yes. And so it's actually Good News Corporation. I gave away that name, Good News Network, many years ago when someone said, you know, I like that name. You know, those were the days before people sold it, and I wouldn't sell it anyway because somebody else wanted to use it. And they've done good with it, and I'm happy about
that. My apologies.
So I get permission. No, it's perfectly fine, and I'll tell you why it's perfectly fine. Because we are happy when people do good. Yeah. That is the show. And we've been doing it since July 4th, 1998. We have, so you could say, a long time, all right? We have 6,000 shows of people doing good. I'm a showaholic. All I care about is sharing your good news. I don't care how you sing. I don't care how you paint. If you're happy doing whatever you're doing, I would like to share your happiness. And I have, and we have. We've been at major events, you know, $5,000 benefits. We've interviewed presidents of countries. We've interviewed diplomats, Nobel Peace Prize winners. It's a really, if you go to, actually, that's goodnewsplanet.com. You can go and run through, or you can go to youtube.com/goodnewsbroadcast. And we have 6,000 shows there. And Good News Corporation is a nonprofit, 501c3. And our outreach has been humanitarian since 2002 with the Peace Day. We did a big event with Katrina. We were the first one to do something over there on Pier 23 to raise some money for the Salvation Army. And we've helped some people and get food in Africa and other kinds of things. So that's our nonprofit. And goodnewsplanet.com is a for-profit side of our business. That doesn't make any money either. But the point of the matter is we keep trying and we'll continue on because
I
want my grandkids to happily come to me and say, Poppy, this is, and they do. Here, why don't you go interview this person? This is a great sports figure that's doing X, Y, Z. And I don't want them going to war. So I've been involved with the International Day of Peace with the desire that no more war. War is an outdated concept, and we should just love each other. So that's our peace, love, and hope. And you know I did Woodstock, the 20th anniversary of Ridge Haiti, in the same place in Times Square. So... And we have a movie called Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope. I could jabber a long time. Sorry.
let's hear some music now. Music can say a lot in just a few minutes. Here's Ray Corona's band with the Water Song.
Oh.
With such grace, the water jar is heavy, but that won't show on her face. Her children must have water in the village far away. So it's one step, then another, each and every day. People need water. A source of life, like light and air. Lives depend on how we share. Better start getting it right. She serves the water. There's little to spare for a thirsty man. She pours with great care. She takes hers from the bottom, like all the women do.
and murky with a bitter residue. People need water. It's a source of life, like light and air. Lives depend on how we share. Better start getting it right. Most of Earth's water is dangerous to drink. With populations growing, reserves of water shrink. Now one in five people must use water that's impure, risking serious diseases, some that have no cure. People need water everywhere. It's a source of life. Depend on how we share. Better start getting it right. Acid rain, how global water pirates exploit thirst for their own gain, how there've been wars for oil, how privatizers lie, and how much we'll miss the water if the well runs dry. People need water. It's a source of life, like light and air. Lives depend on how we share. Better start getting it right. One step, then another, she moves with such grace. The water jar is heavy, that won't show on her face. Her children must have water in the village far away. So it's one step, then another, each and every day.
Thank you, Ray. That was Ray Corona's band, Water Song. That song is on his Too Much Sunshine CD, which is out of print, but you can still get a copy by donating $35 to WBAI and Ecologic. There are several other environmental songs on the CD, and donate to WBAI and Ecologic by calling 212-209-2950 and ask for Too Much Sunshine. This is WBAI New York 99.5 FM and streaming on WBAI.org.
Paul, your theme for this year is Peace Through Water. And I know we've been hearing a lot about, you know, Salt Lake drying up, the diversions of water in Owens Valley and Lake Mono to Los Angeles. Las Vegas, a city in a desert where, you know, they have Lake Hoover. Tell us a little bit about your take on water. And you told us a story the other day about Rondo and Poland Spring and what happened there.
Okay. Let me first say a shout out to Mr. Ray Corona. Okay. Yeah. And because I love Ray Corona and we made many a show with him. Unmute.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So I wasn't sure if you could. I apologize. Technical difficulties. Boy, this happens sometimes in the entertainment industry. So that's my fault. Please apologize. So Ray Corona, I just wanted to make sure that I did a shout out because I've done many shows with him. To talk about, and he was a blessed soul. All right.
Indeed.
And his group. You know, water, has been, we've been involved with water actually through a gentleman named Phil Sowers. And Phil Sowers, who had been involved with the Clearwater and the Friends of Clearwater here in New York, introduced me to water many years ago. And so we've gotten involved. He said, make a show called the Water Hour, and we've been doing that for 20 years. But we also, I thought Ray was going to sing Water Not Weapons, and that kind of evolved out of our good friend Pete Seeger. And I guess Phil and us or whatever, we went up to Woodstock, and he said, water, not weapons, and then we started making songs. So I thought Ray was going to sing those songs. But getting to back to the water, so we've been involved with water, and Phil was involved with the World Water Day at the UN. God bless his soul. And so the thought here in general with water is that, water is in Mother Earth, and that... If we pull the water out of Mother Earth, first of all, there's, a question mark about, well, if you pull anything out of Mother Earth, what happens? But water is one of the things. So, actually, at one time I was wearing a tie, and actually it was getting ripped up. I still have these ties, because it was the Dana tie. And the Dana tie was the Save the Children first Save the Children tie, I believe, to be so. I have it because I wore it so many times because it had multicultural people on it. And I started my business, my own corporation in 85, as a multicultural marketing and advertising agency, all right? So I would help all the ethnic communities. So I like wearing ties. Like right now I'm wearing a freedom tie to depict my buddy Richie Havens because he started off Woodstock. So right. Get back to my tie. So I'm at an event. I think it was Liz Claiborne event, okay? And doing good, okay? Doing their benefits, helping people with one of their socially minded outreaches. And the gentleman said, right, I was going on the elevator, he says, I made that tie. I said, and that tie, your tie is a mess, all right? And also the tie got, it really went through this pain. So he said, so I went, he said, I'll give you a new tie. Come to my place, Rondo it's called. And I find out that he's one of the biggest tie manufacturers in the world, all right? He makes them for a lot of the famous talent in the world. But one of the things he did say about tie, about water, was that his grandfather, in essence, had the first spring for Poland Spring in Maine. That his family had a location in Maine, and the first Poland spring, the first spring out there was in there. However, he did mention, as springs do, as we all know, that actually I believe to be still true, this is many, 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 many years ago, that it had dried up. Okay, so the original, of course, is going to dry up if you take all the water out of it, right? You have
and yes, he's good at that.
He can tell you everything, right? You knows more than I do about these things. So that was the Rondo story and how I learned that Poland Spring maybe first, in quotes, spring dried up because you take the water out of the land.
Right. Ecologic covers a wide range of topics in our environmental shows, from peace and justice to solar energy to indigenous rights, to bees and butterflies, those weird plastic nurdles, the dangers of nuclear energy, and melting glaciers. We have music shows, interview shows, members of the Ecologic Collective bringing you some of their favorite topics. We bring you experts and activists, people on the front lines of environmental science and environmental actions. Join us as a BAI buddy or with a one-time donation. We'll thank you for a donation of $35 or more with a CD or DVD. You can find them all at ecologic.wbai.org or www.givetowbai.org or call 212-209-2950 Our call center can help you with a one-time donation or a sustaining WBAI Buddy membership. We're so pleased to bring this preview of the International Day of Peace to our listeners. Tell us a little more about what you've got going on there. Remind us of...
Yeah, we should talk. We should talk about the banks that are funding large-scale destructive projects, and you know, we really appreciate that you're bringing good news to us all the time, Paul. But the banks funding large-scale destructive projects is not good news. We wonder why that peace, right? We all want peace. Why is peace such a radical idea? It's time to wage peace. Ecologic and WBII show how environmental issues connect to many other issues, such as peace and racism, and labor and education and school children and health and nutrition. From food to transportation, everything has an environmental impact, not to mention governmental regulations and policies. We bring you information on all of those so that you have the facts to make up your mind about the issues that matter most to you. Join us as a WBAI buddy or with a one-time donation, we'll thank you with a CD or DVD. You can find them all at ecologic.wbai.org or www.give2wbai.org or call 212-209-2950. Our call center can help you with a one-time donation or sustaining WBAI Buddy membership. Paul, tell us more about what's going on September 21st.
Okay. All right. I will.
First, let me also say all our outreach here that we're doing is a benefit for some organizations, too. One is We.net and the 11 Days of Global Unity, which we'll be announcing on 9/11 here in Times Square, of which you all know Rick Ulfick. And his organization has been doing a lot of good for many years. I do have to say a shout out for our stop unmuting on Zoom.
Go ahead, just keep talking.
Okay, thanks. All right, the other one is Unify, is a major, this is our biggest opportunity right now, is Unify. Because they have unify.org as a gigantic outreach. And this is good for all of us peace-minded people. They have 115 million on Facebook. They got 2 billion views on Peace Day about 3 or 4 years ago, pre-COVID. And they're broadcasting our press conference on 9/11 in Father Duffy Square in Times Square. I invite you all to come on down, please. We need your support. The city of New York is behind what we're doing, and we'll be speaking, as well as other groups. And we'll announce the 11 Days of Global Unity. We're also trying to help the Ukrainian St. Voldemar Church on 82nd Street in Amsterdam and the Actors Temple with their UJA Ukrainian Outreach and something for the Salvation Army. So, that's all good. So the 21st, you know, once again, it's a very major event. We got a big stage. We got a big screen. I think, you know, there's a lot of peace messengers that people might not know about. And we'll be showing their speaking about peace because they are the peace messengers of the United Nations included. Well, Ringo Starr at 12 noon is the one who's going to virtually. You can't put A-list talent in Times Square unless you build a set, you know, 50 feet high, and it's they call it New Year's Eve.
All right, and it's a $3 million show. Usually us peace people have a hard time getting $3 million. So we have a lot of some virtual messages, but they're still equally important because we're making a TV show in addition to an event. So Ringo Starr gets up there and says, a moment of silence for peace. We've been using that for a long time. And then we have our moment of silence, and then Ringo Starr in his beautiful way goes, ah, I feel much better now. So something like that.
Would that we could keep it going for longer than a minute.
And then with the plane, that's so. And so Leonardo DiCaprio has some great things to say. Michael Douglas, Dr. Jane Goodall, Shakira, Stevie Wonder, Secretary General. And
what a lineup.
We have a lot more people. Well, those are virtual people who are peace messengers of the United Nations who have, and there's many of them. We have actually 70 of these big, famous kind of people talking about world peace. And so they'll all be in there. We got a young brother and sister, Mackenzie Brooke and Reese Harrison. They have 18 million on TikTok. And then Chuck Armstrong from Wonderama, his son, Chucky Armstrong Jr., has unbelievably beautiful things to think about. We'll have a message from the governor. So it's really, and then we have the live participants, of which we have 27 or so.
And remember, all our listeners are graciously offered a VIP front row ticket to this concert on September 21st by Paul Slackers. So thank you, Paul. Now you're listening to Ecologic Special Preview of International Peace Day events on WBAI New York 99.5 FM and on WBAI.org. Next we have Come Away Melinda by Uriah Heep. This is one of Ken's favorite anti-war songs. We're delighted to tell you that Ken was able to actually tell Fred Hellerman of the Weavers personally that he loved the piece. Ken wanted to write a song about what war means to one person. I should say Fred Hellerman wanted to write the song about what war means to one person. And that's what this song is about. So next we have Come Away Melinda. We'll be right back. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Again, this is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and streaming on WBAI.org. We have a special, really wonderful place, premium for you all. Listen up. Montauk is a magical place to retreat, and the historic Montauk Manor can be your retreat for 3 days and two wonderful nights. There is a suite waiting for you and your family or friends. Six people can stay there comfortably. The value is $850 and is yours for a contribution of $600 only to WBAI.org, to WBAI in the name of Ecologic. You choose the weekdays you would like to be there between October 15th and December 15th, not including holidays. Montauk Manor is a Tudor castle on the hill. This national landmark was built in 1927 by Carl Fisher, who also built Miami Beach and the Indianapolis Speedway and more. You will stay in two-bedroom, two-bath, duplex condo with full kitchen overlooking Fort Pond Bay and the gardens. The hotel has tennis courts and a gym and a 20-foot ceiling lobby with a large fireplace and piano. Close by the manor is golf, fishing, great restaurants. The owner of this suite is Reverend Paul Slackus, the producer of International Peace Day event in New York City, and owner of GoodNewsPlanet.com and www.pausetheworldforpeace.org. Donates.
Paul's donating this premium stay for 3 days, two nights, and it sleeps six respectful people. This would normally cost you $850, but as thanks for donating to Ecologic, Paul is graciously giving it to us for this luxurious getaway for only $600. So, Paul, tell us, do you have any fun stories from previous Peace Day events that you want to share with us?
Fun stories from Peace Day. Let me make sure that everybody's clear with the Montauk Manor. Is there anything you want to share any more, Donna, about it? So in essence, I own this a long time, and 20 plus years, and I've written in the Montauk Sun newspaper, so. You know, I'm here to be happy to make a donation to this wonderful channel, BAI, because I listen to it, and I listen to people on it. And you have wonderful people on it, and you're one of those gems out there who care about our Mother Earth. So I would like to, you know, emphasize the reason being the following. Montauk, for example, is a great example of community not allowing buildings, almost. Only about 20% of that area is buildings. The rest of it is nature. Hither Hills Park, the Camp Hero, the Montauk Lighthouse. So actually, I think it's worth more than that, 600. I think I screwed up with the numbers. But the point is, if you put tax on these things and other kinds of things, this is you're coming as my friend. You're coming as a friend of good news. And then I know a lot of things and where you can go and what you can do. So you'll talk to me, and we'll make sure that you have a great time at the Montauk Manor. It is really a sensational, sensational place. And so that's, you know, I just wanted to emphasize how important it is, and hopefully it'll raise some money for BAI.
Sure, we really, really appreciate that. And folks, call 212-209-2950 to book your stay. 2 days midweek in the fall.
The greatest story with the International Day of Peace is that we're still doing it.
All right.
Since 2002.
when Reverend Susanna Bastarica and James Cannings created a vigil for International Day of Peace, the peace vigil in the band shell in Central Park. In due respect, I appreciate what they have done. They'll be represented at our event. The Clearwater is represented. Friends of New York are represented at our event. Woodstock's represented. Ukraine's represented. Water's represented. Happiness. You know, we're from the positive. We're from the good news. And we're real believers that the most of the world's living in peace, and that those few that have, unfortunately, are the difficult apples in the bushel, we need to figure out a way to help them stop from what they're doing, because they make it not so nice for the rest of us who just are, you know, trying to have a good time. So I'm very happy that you guys do what you do here. Ecologic is a great show, and you have, I'm an outside appreciator. You know, you're all three of you are very smart, smarter than me, and you know a lot about these kinds of things. And so that's why I've been a member of and a friend of the Friends of Clearwater, because I've learned a lot about it. So I'd say support this show as well as this. By supporting this station, you're supporting the show. And if there's a way to support the show, I suggest you do that too.
Thanks so much.
Paul, tell us some funny stories from previous International Days of Peace.
I don't know. I don't know if there's like funny stories. I mean,
tell us about the human peace circle. That's pretty cool.
The human peace circle has. We've made good ones and we've made bad ones. I'll tell you that right now. And that's kind of funny.
This year's going to be great.
Hopefully people from BAI will come on down and help us, because, see, I haven't, and I probably should, you know, find a group of 100 or 200 people say, yay, we're coming, and we'll be there at 12 noon on a Wednesday, which is when this is, okay? So I've really relied on Times Square community, at least here in Times Square. Central Park was another, more difficult, because you don't have the traffic and the closeness of humans as you have in Times Square. So I kind of rely on who's there. So like our first year, you can see that picture. The first year, if you go to our website, you can see a picture of our peace sign, and you can see how successful that was. And we shot it from the Times Square Alliance office on right in that location, 46. So whoever doesn't know where we're doing our event, it's between 46 and 47th Street. It's in front of the bleachers. You have Father Duffy, who also was the chaplain in Montauk, no less. And then you have George M. Cohan, and he sang a couple songs, if somebody might remember, and wrote a few. And his statue's by 46th Street, and we're right in the middle there. It's part of the parks. I want to thank Anthony Sama, the New York City Parks and Recreation. We love the Parks and Recreation. And then Damien and Santucci and Taylor and that whole community for the Alliance of Times Square. I mean, look at that place, all right? We used to have a TV studio on the corner where Reuters is, all right? My buddy, Marcelino Mieres, who had Times Square Studios. We started MTV and VH1 over there, and other Montel and Geraldo. You know, we had a lot of shows there, and I had a little brownstone above a bar facing the Times. So Times Square in those, I'm not even going to call them sleazy days. Somebody might want to call them sleazy days. I'm going to say that we're fascinating days, because you were on 42nd Street. They're colorful. That's a good word. Now we've brought Disneyland to Times Square in New York, and we have the Naked Cowboys and Naked Girls and Minnie and Mickey and who the heck knows, Star Wars. And it's wonderful. As long as there's peace on Earth, New York is the mecca for world peace, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
That's why I live here on the Upper West Side. This is the perfect experiment of man slash woman living together in harmony. So that's why Ken says Spider-Man. All right, so I think that is miraculous. We have like 6 million people take the subways and the trains, and they come in here. And we don't have many, as far as I'm concerned. We have some headaches, there's no doubt it. And there is some cursing and people saying, you know, move that bag over. And other more descriptive words. And then we do have I'm going to call it, I don't think I'll get off the air with a schmuck, a jerk, or no, mentally disturbed person, obviously, who definitely has mental illness. I did the Brain series on PBS. I was with Channel 13 and CBS, all right? I've made 150 network shows. So on the Brain series, you learn that people have mental deficiencies, okay? We all know that, and that's serious, and those people we have to help. I'm done.
So, you know, we think before we go to the next song, I want to remind people that Paul Slackus has made available these VIP tickets for the International Day of Peace in Times Square on September 21st and has 10 VIP reserve seats for $100 per seat for you to get up front at the live broadcast concert in Times Square at 11:30 p.m. The International Day of Peace, again, is September 21st, 2022, and is live broadcast. The day starts at 11 a.m. when we all get together to create the largest human peace sign in Times Square. And at 12 noon, there is a moment of silence coordinated in cities around the planet. And then the concert until 3 p.m. Get a single VIP ticket for $100. There are 10 available, first come, first serve. Get a ticket for yourself, a friend, or your favorite person. Now, call 212-209-2950. That's 209-2950. And the next, this is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and streaming on WBAI.org. Next, we have a cover of Ray Corona's song that you heard earlier by Mountain Maidens with an intro by Marie Molarsik.
Corona was a very close friend of mine. He was a social activist and he wrote songs of social injustice. And the songs that he wrote 20 and 30 years ago are more powerful today than they were at the time he wrote them. So when I got this catalog in the mail, a woman in the Scandinavian countries who makes sustainable clothing, I opened to a page about a very special model who's making her way in the world. Her name is Jordi Bedil. From a very early age, Jordi had to accompany her mother on the daily 1.5 hour walk to the well to collect water. As she got older, she was expected to help with this task, and these long walks were a prominent part of her young life. The women in the family walked to the well 6 days a week, and because Sunday was a day of rest, they would go twice on Saturdays. When someone told Jordi that she could be a model, she immediately asked, "Will I be able to earn money from it?" Jordi badgered her way into her first modeling job. She visited the country's foremost designer every day until he finally gave in and started hiring her. A few years later, she won the title of Miss Africa. I felt that anything was possible when I was crowned Miss Africa. After growing up without access to clean water, I was suddenly staying at luxury hotels in Tunisia. It was the most obvious thing in the world to her to focus on providing access to clean water. And since 2016, clean water is now available to more than 100,000 people in 25 villages in Burkina Faso, thanks to the Jordi Bedil Foundation.
She
Thanks to our excellent engineer, Reggie Johnson. We couldn't do this without you. For Ken Gale, I'm Sally Gellert.
And I'm Donna Stein. Join us next Friday, September 16th at 2:30 p.m. for Occupy Wall Street.
From WPFW in Washington, I'm Sue Goodwin. Today is Friday, September 9th. Here are some headlines. Over 1 million U.S. private properties will be at least partially submerged by sea level rise over the next century at a loss of over $100 billion, according to a new report from research nonprofit Climate Central. The report says that as private property is lost to permanent coastal flooding, the tax base of local governments will be threatened. Quote, even inland communities may see funding for public services erode as flooded properties come off county tax rolls, close quote, said Climate Central President Benjamin Strauss. By the year 2050, as much as 4.4 million acres of U.S. land and 48,000 properties could fall below the high tide line. The loss of land will be concentrated in Louisiana, Florida, North Carolina, and Texas. Michigan voters will decide in November whether to codify the right to an abortion in the state constitution after the state Supreme Court yesterday allowed the ballot question to move forward. Yesterday's decision reversed an earlier ruling by a state board that said the abortion amendment could not be put on November ballots due to typographical issues on petition forms. The decision comes after a state judge earlier this week struck down Michigan's 1931 anti-abortion law, months after suspending the law for violating the state constitution. Judge Elizabeth Gleicher wrote that the law would deny women control over their own bodies and that, quote, Michigan's constitution forbids this violation of due process, close quote. Bernard Shaw, who served as CNN's chief anchor for 20 years, died on Wednesday from pneumonia. He was 82. Bernard Shaw was one of the first black anchors of a network evening news program, and he guided viewers through many historic events, such as the assassination attempt on President Ronald Reagan, the Jonestown Massacre, and pro-democracy demonstrations in Tiananmen Square. His steady under-missile-fire coverage from Baghdad during the Persian Gulf War helped elevate CNN to global prominence. Quote, he literally helped put CNN on the map by being on the scene in the Gulf War, close quote, said PBS's NewsHour anchor Judy Woodruff, a former colleague of Mr. Shaw's at CNN, where they co-hosted the show Inside Politics. The National Association of Black Journalists honored Shaw with a Lifetime Achievement Award in 2007.